Thank you very much, Sam. Sporting activities now as Cossey Park golfers celebrate a double victory. A Norfolk shot putter takes part in the World Athletic Championships and an international fencing champion retires at the age of 91. Then a ban for some football fans, but good football news too. Have you avoided hearing about the Norwich City Football Club stickers? Apparently they are selling like hotcakes.
In two county knockout competition finals, there was a double celebration for Cossey Park's golfers when they lifted the county's top two men's county team trophies. The Myhill team beat Sprowston Manor 16 up in the final at Borborough, while the Cullington team saw off Royal Cromer 14 up in the competition for higher handicapped players. On a beautiful day for golf, county captains past and present, Kevin Webb and Sean Larkins, were paired against brothers Josh and Matt Halliday in a high-quality opening Myhill match. Match two saw Phil Brown and Aidan Tanner paired against Sean McCunney and Andrew Glister. This was the closest match of the morning. Match three was a great tussle. Match four saw Dylan Green and Tony Diath beat Craig Morton and Stephen Cooper 7-up. The Cullington final was much closer, with Royal Cromer 1-up at the lunch, but Cossey Park pulled away in the afternoon.
Norfolk's Sophie McKenna smashed her personal best to reach the final of the shot put competition at the World Championships in Doha. The 25-year-old from Great Yarmouth will go for gold after throwing 18.61 metres to finish qualifying in sixth position. She was 71 centimetres behind leader and Commonwealth champion Daniel Thomas Dodd from Jamaica and just 35 centimetres behind third-placed Ligiano Gong of China. "I'm never speechless, but I am speechless now," said the Great Yarmouth and District Athletic Club thrower, whose previous best was 18.23 metres. "It is also an Olympic qualifier. So, yes, I'm over the moon. As a thrower, you generally know when you let go of it that it's going to be a good throw. I let go of it and I turned round to my trainer and was shocked. Training has been going really well, but I didn't expect that."
An international fencing champion from Norfolk says she is finally ready to set down her sabre at the age of 91. Connie Adam took up fencing aged 60 and went on to achieve global acclaim, winning 140 medals in the sport and being crowned European champion and Commonwealth champion. But she has finally hung up her mask, not due to waning fitness, but the fact that the 17-kilogram kit had become too heavy for her to transport. It was an advert in the local paper which drew her to fencing, first at a club in Duke Street, then at the University of East Anglia Sports Park. "When I told my husband, he said, 'You can't fence.' And I said, 'Neither could anyone else until they tried,'" she said. As a recognition of her sporting achievements, Mrs. Adam was asked to carry the Olympic torch for a stint as it passed through Norwich in 2012.
Two Norwich City fans have been banned from Carrow Road after an altercation in the upper Barclay stand during the historic win over Manchester City. The decision follows an internal investigation and consulting Norfolk Police over the incident, which erupted in the second half of the 3-2 win. The two Canaries fans have been banned for 3 years as the club reiterated a zero-tolerance policy on such behaviour. The club would like to apologise to those supporters who were in the vicinity of the altercation and that were directly affected by the incident.
Almost 60,000 unique Norwich City stickers have been sold in just 4 days, some as far as Scandinavia and the USA. The special collector's sticker books have been on sale in shops for more than 2 weeks, available for just £1, and the stickers that are needed by Canaries fans have been widely available since Thursday. The sticker book is a joint enterprise between Norwich City and Arshant, the publisher of the EDP and Evening News, with the stickers available in local stockists, including the Canaries official stores, East of England Co-op, and one-stop shops. And since bringing forward sales of the sticker packs by 4 days, they have been flying off the shelves. More than 4,000 albums have been sold and just under 12,000 sticker packs. Expat fans are keen to get collecting too. 50 packs of stickers and an album have been shipped off to North Carolina and an album to California. Supporters in Sweden have snapped up 25 packs of stickers and 2 albums. And an album and 5 sticker packs have gone to Finland, home of Timu Pukki.
Our last feature tells of a pioneering breeding programme for the pool frog, which apparently became extinct in the UK in the 1990s. Stephen Downes' article is read by Sam Elmhurst.